test 73, section 2, question 8, here we're looking for an assumption in the argument. And it says, marine animals, box jellyfish, have eyes with well-formed lenses capable of producing sharp images that reveal fine detail. So they have eyes and can see stuff in detail. But their retinas are too far forward to receive a clear image. So these jellyfish can receive only a blurry image that reveals prominent features of objects but not fine detail. But their retinas are too far forward, so they don't actually see things in fine detail. It's just blurry. This example shows that eyes are adapted only to an animal's needs rather than to some abstract sense of how a good eye would be designed. So it's just according to their needs rather than some abstract sense. And in this case, one of the assumptions is that the box jellyfish only needs to have blurry images, but not fine detail. So that's kind of what I would be looking for, because it never said anything that it only needs that. So we'd kind of look for that. So A, box jellyfish are the only kind of jellyfish with retinas that don't focus. Well, we don't have to assume that they're the only kind. That's too strong. It's we don't have to assume anything about other types of jellyfish. Box jellyfish have a need to detect prominent features of objects but not fine details. That's kind of what we said. So let's hold on to B. Box jellyfish would benefit from having retinas that allowed their eyes to focus more sharply. No, in fact, we're kind of assuming that they don't really need to, if we're saying to the animal's needs. Box jellyfish developed from jellyfish whose retinas received clear images. We don't have to assume the evolutionary background of them, just what they need now. Box jellyfish use their vision as their main means of detecting prey. We don't have to assume what they're using it for, just that they only need prominent features and not fine details. And so therefore, B would be our correct answer here.